I'm Lauren Layfield, and you're listening to Your Next Podcast. This is the podcast that brings you a different series every single week, helping you to find your new favourite show. This one is a treat, and it's just so, so simple. I wanted to tell you about Where Are You Going? It's a podcast that does exactly what it says on the tin. The host, Catherine Carr, goes somewhere, New York, Amsterdam, Norwich, wherever, and asks strangers, where are they going? It's such a simple question, and it sparks fascinating conversations. It's a podcast that can be funny, moving, heartwarming, and occasionally horrifying, all in the same episode. So give this a try. This is Where Are You Going?
I'm on my way to Brighton.
And Brighton.
It's a regular Tuesday morning, and this train carriage is full of people getting on with their days. I'm really nosy. Put me in a situation like this, and I can't help but want to know more about what's going on in these people's lives. What brought them to this particular carriage, on this particular train, on this particular Tuesday? Do you ever think that too? In this podcast, instead of just sitting and wondering, I'm going to go and talk to strangers and ask them one simple question. Where are you going? So, here we go.
Excuse me, can I bother you for a second?
Sure.
I make a podcast where I ask people where they're going, and you seem to be having the most fun on the train. I was just wondering where you're going.
Gatwick. We're going to Gatwick and then we're going to
Malaga.
Ah, that's why. A holiday?
Yeah, 6 days. Cheltenham Gore Cup. So it's a northern thing where people from the north go to Spain to watch the horse racing, which is happening in Cheltenham.
Yes.
Which makes precisely no sense.
Exactly. But it's only northern people do it.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah.
So Ireland goes to Cheltenham, the north
Liverpool,
goes to Spain.
Manchester. So they'll be full of the Irish go over, Liverpool, Manchester, Newcastle, Middlesbrough. People go over there for them 5 days of the festival and have a drink.
In the sunshine.
How many times have you done this?
God, you've done it about
eight times.
What's it like?
Fantastic. Yeah, really love it.
So you find a bar with a good screen and then...
Yeah, it's just outside, a few drinks. What do you want?
So have you got a bet on today? Because there's big races today, is there not?
It's my first time. I'm not really into racing, but I've got friends who live out there. So they'll all go and do the racing. I'll go and see my friends. Go to Marbella and that and what have you. Not my cup of tea.
We've been there so many times, haven't we? Maybe 13, 14 times.
Because when I was sitting up, I was just sitting and I was sort of slightly looking out the corner of my eye, and you're all dressed quite cool and look quite kind of. And I was thinking, what are they? Like musicians? Are they? What are they?
Film stars, couldn't we?
This could be like post. We could be Vanity Fair party.
I've got my best side. It's radio. No, I'm just winding.
So, how do you know each other?
We're partners.
Husband.
Yeah.
Husband. Uncle.
Husband and uncle, so it's a family trip.
Yeah, and we're going to be meeting our cousin, who's there with all the 28 people. 28.
Is this stagnate going wrong?
Is it like, what's that film, The Hangover?
Oh, The Hangover, yeah. Yeah.
So is there an agenda? Have you got a plan? Is someone the organiser?
No.
You all meet up for breakfast, don't you?
Yeah. You have breakfast,
and then they go and choose the horses. Then they go to another bar, watch the races. I think by the end of the afternoon, half of them are on the floor, and they go to bed.
It's what?
Illegal to bed.
So how do you do it then? You phone back home?
You have a little gangster who sits in the bar, who gives out betting slips.
This is so great. I love it. So you feel a little bit rock and roll?
Yes.
Lovely to meet you.
Lovely.
Have a great time. I hope the sun shines the whole time. Bye-bye. I hope you win. Bye-bye. a lot of key rings. It's a lot of key rings.
Yes, that's right, I like them.
Do you collect them?
I win them on the pier, yeah.
Oh, you win them on the pier?
Yes, I do.
How do you win key rings on the pier?
Yeah.
How?
Oh, I've got experience. I've been going on the pier for 70 years, so I've got enough experience to win when I want to win.
Where are you going now?
Going home.
Did you have a good win today?
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for talking. Excuse me, I can't help but stop you. You look so incredible.
Oh, thank you very much.
I make a podcast where I ask people where they're going.
Okay.
And a kind of 6 foot tall pixie in a pink... I don't know, what do, is it a dress? Is it a suit? Is it a dress?
It's like a blazer dress thing, I guess. Yeah.
It's phenomenal, carrying diamante stilettos.
Yes.
Tiara.
Knickers hanging out
the bag. Yeah.
Where are you going?
So we are off to the seafront to go do a photo shoot, and the vibe is like an alien princess on a walk of shame.
Well, so, you've nailed that, can
thank
I just
you.
Say.
Thank you very much. Thank you, you know.
And is drag something you love doing?
Yeah, it's my full-time job, so yeah.
You look absolutely phenomenal. How did you get into it?
With my hands, pretty much, yeah, with my own hands.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. The ears I glued on first, and then I did the makeup, and then I just kind of put the rest on, yeah.
And how did you get into drag to start with?
Well, I had just been doing it privately for a while in my bedroom, kind of just like exploring gender, I guess. And I was a singer in the music industry. I then left the music industry and was like, I'm gonna do drag, you know, at the forefront and see what I can do with it. And now it's my full-time career. So,
and what is it like doing it as a full-time career? What's the kind of joy that you get from it?
Oh, it's amazing. Because like when I was in the music industry, I used to care so much about you know, like how well is a song doing or anything like that. But now, all I really care about is just whoever I'm entertaining, are they having a good time? And I think that's what I love about drag, because it could be 100, 1,000 people, or it could be 10 people, like, or 2 people. I don't care. Like, I'm just here to entertain.
So it's connection.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah.
It's amazing. And you must have realised at some point, you know what? I have limbs and cheekbones. This is going to go very, very well for me.
I didn't think I would be it would be full time this quick, but yeah, I thought I definitely had a perspective to share, so but yeah, but thank you for the compliment.
Well, what about politics and drag? They're thinking of banning drag shows in some parts of the world, in America, yeah, which is bananas.
Well, they can try, because literally the first ever recorded drag queen was a slave who was freed, so drag has always been rebellious and it has always existed, regardless of whether the law allows it or not. So
do you feel like a sort of glamazon rebel?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, I guess maybe not every day-to-day doing drag I'm like, oh, I'm an activist, but you know, there are a lot of moments that happen where I'm like, oh yeah, I'm actually like doing my bit to make a difference.
Well, you just got beeped by a scaffolding lorry. I don't know if that was a nice beep or a nasty beep, but do you sort of feel
I just I think I'm here to confuse, so could have been a bit of both, I don't know. But if anything, I would find it a lot harder to deal with that kind of stuff if I was out of drag. When I'm in drag, I kind of just almost feel untouchable. Not untouchable in like an arrogant way, but in a like, you know, okay, throw anything you got. Like,
it's like armour.
Yeah, I've heard it all before, so.
Plus,
yeah.
I think they liked it, but they were sad and confused that they liked it. That's how I feel about it.
Oh, yeah. That's every sexual experience I've ever had.
You look insane. Have a great time. Enjoy the shoot. Bye-bye. Excuse me. Hello. I make a podcast where I ask people where they're going.
I am sorry, my English is very bad.
Oh.
I am from Ukraine.
Oh. And today, where are you going?
I'm walking to go to the English class, maybe.
So you came to England last year?
Yes, last year. On the 31st of May.
1st of May. By yourself or with family?
With my cat.
With your cat?
Yes. And my family in Ukraine. My son in Ukraine. He is in reserve
army.
Army.
So that was a very big journey to come from Ukraine to England. Is crazy.
If I understand your question, it was a hard way from Bulgaria, Romania, France. So a lot of time.
And do you live with a family here?
Yes, I live with family, but I need to leave them, and I look another home.
That's hard. It's difficult.
Yeah, because I have a cat.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's your cat's name?
Lucy. Lucy.
So, when you're here, and then you think about your son, your family, is that hard?
I saw my son only once time when I came to Ukraine, because I need a lot of documents, and I come back to Ukraine, and it's very hard way because without plans, airplanes. I don't remember what I want to say.
Your English is good.
Oh, thank you. But I need better because my profession is, I am a psychologist, and I help my Ukrainian people online.
With psychology help?
A psychologist help, yeah.
It's a lot of pain. People feel a lot of pain because of the war, I guess.
Yes. It is volunteers' work because our people without money. So, very hard time.
And so now everybody's hoping for peace and then you can go home.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. I hope.
Yeah. I hope too.
I hope. Thank you for talking.
Yes, please.
Thank you. Enjoy your English lesson. Good luck with your psychology work as well.
I need to work. I need to have money because I need to rent.
Okay.
So it is difficult.
It's a big transition. Homes for Ukraine for a year and then renting. It's a big transition.
Our Ukrainian people, it is only volunteers. My help.
Yeah. I'm sure your help is very valuable.
Yeah. Yes. Some years after after war, when people don't be strong, and then they relax, and after relax, I will be have a lot of job.
There will be a lot of trauma.
Because my specialty is trauma therapy.
God. Yeah. That's a horrible irony. Good luck.
Thank you. I don't remember a correct sentence. I like to meet you, yeah?
So nice to meet you. I enjoyed meeting you. You can say lots of different ways.
Thank you. Good luck.
I think, I hope you find a job and a house.
Thank you.
Have a nice day in the sun. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the first episode of this podcast series. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to Where Are You Going? Wherever you normally find your podcasts. There'll be regular episodes from all over the world, full of stories which are amazing, beautiful, heartbreaking, funny, silly, but always surprising. I'm Catherine Carr. The music is by Edwin Pearson, and the podcast is produced by the team at Loftus Media. Follow Where Are You Going to make sure you never miss out, because you just never know.
It's a podcast that's won so many awards, and you can really see why. And just as a side note, the host, Catherine Carr, used to produce this very podcast. And she's just a lovely, lovely human. You can follow Where Are You Going, wherever you're listening to me right now. But before you go, remember to follow your next podcast right here. You can find all my recommendations, along with news, reviews, and much more, on Podcast Rex at www.podcastrex.com. That's www.podcastrex.com.